I feel I was at the end of my rope and don't know how to move forward in life.
我那时候想到外婆，她总是盼望我能够回到神的家中，所以我就想，我就在那时候非常无助无助的光景里面，我就回到了神的家中。我想要在那里找到生命的意义到底是什么。
At that time, I remember my grandmother always hoped that I could come back to God's house. And in my time of helplessness, I came back to God's house, hoping to find the meaning of life.
回到神的家中之后呢，主就先用马太福音十章二十八节安慰了我因外婆离世伤痛的心。
After I came back to God's own house, God comforted my broken heart with a scripture in book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
主说，那杀身体的不能杀灵魂，不要怕他们。我有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
God said, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him.Who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell?
我知道外婆的身体虽然死了，但是我知道她现在在主耶稣的怀中。
Even though my grandmother's physical body is dead, but I know God let me see that she was in the bosom of Jesus.
过了一段时间，在一次主日的讯息里面，主又再用以弗所书五章二十四节的话开我的眼睛，让我看见。神对着做妻子的命令。
After a period of time, God opened my eyes during one Sunday message that through the scripture in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24, and the command of Christ to the wives.
主说，教会怎么样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
God says, now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives,should submit to their husbands in everything.
这里主不只说到妻子要顺服丈夫，主的话是说要凡事顺服，是凡事，是每一件事，是所有的事。
God does not only intend for the wives to submit to their husbands, but for them to submit to the husband in everything, in every single thing and in all things.
而且这个顺服就像教会顺服基督一样，是非常荣耀的。
Furthermore, this submission of the wives to their husbands is as the submission of the church to Christ is very glorious.
我当时仿佛听见主在问我说：“你愿意遵守我的命令说吗？”我就跟主说：“我愿意。
”At that time, I seemed to hear Lord asking me, "Are you willing to obey my command?" And I said yes to the Lord.
很奇妙的，我选择愿意听主的命令之后，在家里有很多事情我们就吵不起来了。
Miraculously, after I chose to submit to my husband, we no longer had many things to quarrel over in our lives.
我们不仅不离婚了，而且我们的关系越来越好，因为有主在我们的关系当中。
Not only did we steer away from getting a divorce, but our relationship also changed for the better, and it was all because God was in our marriage.
妻子凡事顺服是一生的功课，生活中的难处呢，会随着年岁的增长越来越难，越来越复杂。
Our wives' submission to the husband in everything is a lifelong lesson. As we grow older, the trials and tribulations of life will only get tougher and more complicated.
只有丈夫和妻子都愿意选择遵守主的命令，我们的家庭和婚姻才能够蒙主保守。
Only if both the husband and the wife choose to follow the command of the Lord and face the challenges together, can this marriage and our family can be preserved by God.
妻子顺服丈夫，不是因为丈夫有多么好，乃是因为妻子愿意遵守主的命令。
Wives should submit to their husbands, and it's not because how good the husbands are, but because they want to obey the Lord.
很多姊妹都跟我说，这个太难了。我跟他们说，是的，是非常不容易。
Many sisters told me this is too difficult. Yes, indeed, it is by no means easy.
但我的经验告诉我说，当我愿意顺服的时候，主也会在我们丈夫身上做奇妙的工作。
Yet my experience let me know that if I'm willing to obey my husband, the Lord will do wonderful work in our husband as well.
而且主赐给我们许许多多弟兄姊妹，让我们能够彼此做同伴，彼此鼓励。
God also gave us many brothers and sisters to be our companions, so that we can encourage one another.
我相信靠着爱我们的主耶稣，主必加添我们心里，叫我们做妻子的能够在凡事顺服丈夫，就像教会顺服凡事顺服基督一样。
I believe if we trust in the Lord who loves us, He will strengthen us and our faith. He will enable us as wives to submit to our husband as the church submits to the Christ.
信主以后，主非常怜悯我们，很快的让我们接触到神永远的旨意的信息。我们心中也非常爱慕基督身体合一的见证。
After we accepted the Lord, Lord had great mercy on us. Before long, we heard the message about God's eternal purpose. We both desire the testimony of the oneness of the body of Christ.
我们非常感谢主，让我们在波特兰与弟兄姊妹有配搭服事的学习机会。
Thank the Lord that I had this opportunity to serve with brothers and sisters in our service in Portland.
在儿童服事中，我因着要安排弟兄姊妹各样的服事，常常因着要找代课老师或是解决各样细节的问题，我就像马大一样忙忙碌碌。
In children's service, I was coordinating the service schedule for brothers and sisters. Therefore, oftentimes I was looking for substitute teachers and working on many details. I was as busy as Martha.
我总盼望儿童聚会里面一切都要照着服事表的安排，要有次序的，而且要按部就班，不出差错的来执行。
I was always hoping everything in children's service will follow the pre-arranged order on the schedule, that everything would be carried out smoothly without any mistakes.
在厨房的服事中，我们从买菜、做菜到整洁，我们总盼望在一切的次序里面都要有条有理的执行，而且我盼望我烧的肉、炒的菜还有煮的汤，弟兄姊妹都喜欢吃。
I was hoping that for the service in the kitchen, things will be in apple pie order as well, starting from grocery shopping to cooking and cleaning. Furthermore, all the dishes to the meat, vegetables, and the soup should suit brothers and sisters' taste.
虽然外面看起来一切的服饰好像都很有条理，但都是我的心有一个非常大的不满足。
Outwardly, everything seems to go smoothly, but inwardly, there is a deep dissatisfaction inside of me.
当我静下心来到主的面前，主带我重新回到一个问题，就是我们为什么要如此聚集。
When I quieted my heart before the Lord, He brought me back to the question, Why do we gather so? Why do we so gather?
波特兰聚会是因为几家弟兄姊妹蒙神的怜悯，对神永远的旨意的爱慕，而开始在波特兰的聚集。
Our gathering in Portland started because a few families had received mercy from the Lord. They had a longing for the eternal purpose of God.
我们的心中就是盼望在波特兰的聚会能够让神的心得着满足，而且是为着神的需要，不是为着我们自己的需要。
Our heart's desire is for God's heart to be satisfied through our gathering in Portland. It is to satisfy God's need, not our need.
基督应该要在凡事上居首位，而且是在是凡事是每一件事在所有的事上。
Jesus is to be preeminent in everything. His preeminence is in everything, all things, and in every single thing.
于是主就开了我的眼睛，基督居首位的实际不仅要显在波饼聚会中、信徐聚会中，也应该显在儿童服事、厨房服事还有清洁打扫的服事当中。
God opened my eyes and let me see that the preeminence of Christ should not only be manifested in our table meeting, in our message time, but also in children's service, a service in the kitchen and the cleaning.
这个在我身上有一个很大的改变，我整个注意力就不再注意那些细节的安排，也不是在服事上里面的次序。
There was a great change in me. My focus was no longer on the arrangement of all sorts of details or the order of the services.
相反的，我的注意力改放在服事的弟兄姊妹身上。
On the contrary, my focus was shifted to the brothers and sisters who had services.
我仔细观察他们在主面前的学习跟属灵的需要，盼望在服事当中，大家能够彼此做同伴，彼此鼓励扶持，彼此建立。
I carefully observed what they were learning from the Lord and their spiritual needs. I aspired everyone to be companion to one another, encouraging one another, and to edify one another in our services.
主在这件事情上非常的祝福。当弟兄姊妹都愿意服在元首基督下之后，很多平常意见不同的事情，大家都学习彼此顺服。那基督身体合一的见证就彰显在儿童服事和厨房的服事当中。
God greatly blessed us in this respect. When brothers and sisters were willing to submit themselves to Jesus as our head, many things that used to lead to different opinions were turned into the testimony of the oneness of the body of Christ in children's service, kitchen services, because of our submission to one another.
有一次初中组的孩子们有一个在厨房做披萨的活动，活动结束之后，厨房有许多的整洁工作需要做。
Once we had an activity when the middle schoolers make pizza in the kitchen. After this activity was finished, there was a lot of cleaning needs to be done in the kitchen.
有一个妈妈说，在他们家做饭的不用洗碗，所以今天既然孩子做饭，她要洗碗。
One mom said, in their house, whoever cooks does not clean the dishes.Since the kids cook today, she would clean the dishes.
但是另外一个服侍的姊妹说，坚持说，孩子们应该要有始有终的把事情做完，所以孩子应该要把厨房整理干净，不要父母亲介入。
However, another sister insisted that kids need to learn to finish what they have started and complete it thoroughly. Therefore, the kids should be the ones to clean up the kitchen without the help of parents.
照着以往这位要洗碗的姊妹的个性，她会坚持她的想法，但是那一天她没有坚持。
If it were to her usual self, this sister would have insisted on her own opinion. However, on that day, instead of being self-opinionated, she was learning the lesson of submission.
相反的，她学习顺服，放下自己的意见，让孩子们来洗碗。
On the contrary, she learned to put aside her own opinion and let the kids wash the dishes.
我常常因为这位要洗碗的姊妹，我敬拜我的主，因为她在许多小事上，她很愿意学习彼此顺服的功课。
There were many times that I worshipped the Lord because of this sister, because she was learning the lesson of submission on many seemingly small things.
很快的我就看到在这姊妹的身上性格有许多的改变，她变得更柔和更甜美，而且神使用她成为众弟兄姊妹的祝福。
Soon I could see a lot of changes in her and in her personality. She became gentler and sweeter. God made her a blessing to great many brothers and sisters.
我常跟姊妹们说，厨房是学习彼此顺服最好的地方，因为每一个姊妹都很会洗菜，很会切菜，很会做菜。
I often said to the sisters that kitchen is the best place to learn submission because everyone here is skilled in cleaning, dicing the food and cooking.
在聚会的生活里面有很多的不一样，有人喜欢吃中餐，有人喜欢吃西餐。
In our gatherings, people also have different differences in their lives. Some prefer to have Chinese food, some prefer to have Western food.
有人认为葱应该这样切，有人认为葱应该那样切。
Some believe that the green onion should be cut this way, while others believe the other way.
有人认为应该要用纸杯纸盘，有人认为应该要用保丽龙杯保丽龙盘。
Some people think we should use paper plate and paper cups, while others believe we should use styrofoam plates or cups.
在厨房的服事当中有各式各样不同的意见，但是这些不一样，正是我们学习彼此顺服、彼此推让最好的机会。
In the services in the kitchen, there can be many different opinions and ideas. However, it was these differences that provide us with the greatest opportunity to learn submission.
我们的见证不在于我们聚会中的爱宴有多么好吃，也不在于我们聚会里面有多么重视环保。
Our testimony does not lie in how delicious our food was in our gatherings, nor it is in how environmental friendly we are.
我们的见证乃是见证主耶稣在我们当中 能够凡事居首位，是凡事，是每一件事，是所有的事。
Our testimony was that Jesus is preeminent in our gatherings, in everything. He is preeminent in everything, in all things, and in every single thing.
菜凉了没有关系，今天汤咸了一点也没有关系，因为爱能遮掩一切的过犯。
It is all right if the food gets cold. It is all right if the soup is a bit too salty, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
重要的是我们在主里的彼此配搭，彼此顺服，彼此建立。
What matters most is that we work together in Christ, submitting to one another and edifying one another.
当我们每一个人都愿意顺服在元首基督之下的时候，那基督身体合一的见证就能够彰显。
If each one of us can submit ourselves to Christ as our head, the testimony of the oneness of the body of Christ will be manifested.
当人到我们当中的时候，真是看见这里真是神的家，并且我们的服事能够使神的心得着满足。
In this way, when people come in our midst, they can truly see that this is a house of God and that our service can truly satisfy God's own heart.
这是我今天分享，谢谢弟兄姊妹。
This is my sharing today. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
我也很感谢主，给我这个机会能和弟兄姊妹们分享一些我在生活上的经历。
Thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to share my experience with brothers and sisters.
我盼望借着交通能彼此激励，一同向前奔跑主给我们的路。
I hope through the sharing we can encourage one another to run a race that is marked out for us together.
我已经从职场退休将近十一年半。
I have retired for 11 and a half years.
我在我退休之前啊，我憧憬并计划了很美好的日子。
Before my retirement, I had great expectations and plans for my wonderful days to come.
我计划我平常的生活是怎样，并且我还计划我属灵的生活。
I planned out my everyday life and my spiritual life.
在平常的生活上，我计划我要把我的家里和我的前后院都整理得合乎我的理想。
In my daily life, I planned how I would arrange my front yard, backyard, and my house.
虽然到现在还不是很理想，但是呢，我确实是尽力。
Even though they're less than ideal, I can say I did my best.
我母亲有一句话藏在我的心中。
One thing my mom once said to me was always in my mind.
她说：“儿子，你做事要尽力。
She says,
做不好、做不到，你就祷告，交给主。”
She says, son, spare no effort in anything you do. If you could not do it well or could not do it, pray and commit it to God.
我母亲是一个经常祷告的人。
My mother is a prayerful person.
在家做事或者在难处之中，她总是在祷告。
Be it for the matters in the house or for any difficult situations, she was always praying.
她的圣经里面满了红笔的圈批啊。
Her Bible is full of notes written in red ink.
感谢主，我就是在这样的影响里面学习宝贵的功课。
Thank the Lord that I have learned precious lessons under such influence.
从2011年到2019年这八年的时间里头，我家过得还算平静又规律的生活。
From 2011 to 2019, throughout the 8 years, we lead a life that was peaceful and regular.
我也尽量参加我们的聚会。
I also did my best to join the gatherings.
然而到了2020年的发生的疫情啊，和我身体的情况，很大的影响我后来的生活。
However, in 2020, the COVID pandemic and my health condition had great impact on my life.
在2020年的七月，我的胃切除了三分之一，因为有一个恶性的瘤。
In July 2020, I had a gastrectomy. I had a third of my stomach removed because I had a malignant tumor.
很感谢主，手术顺利，手术前后我都会不知不觉的背诵诗篇二十三篇。
Thank the Lord, the surgery was successful. Before and after the surgery, I would knowingly and unknowingly recite Psalm 23.
是主信实的话语带我经过险境。
It was God's faithful words that led me out of dangerous situations.
我也实在感谢弟兄姊妹们对我的关心和带导。
I sincerely want to thank brothers and sisters for your kindness and prayers.
在2022年4月又发现我身上有癌细胞。
In April 2022, the cancer cells were found in me again.
医生说需要六次四个月的化疗。
The doctor said I need to go through 4 cycles of chemotherapy in 6 months.
在化疗的过程中，整个的治疗因为疫情的关系变得更为困难的。
During the chemotherapy, the entire treatment became more difficult due to the pandemic.
这个时候的我，我不知道明天如何。
At that time, I did not know what tomorrow holds for me.
但是感谢主啊，诗篇二十三篇说，我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
But thank the Lord for giving me Psalm 23. It lets me know that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
这话藏在我的心里头，也是我从小神所赐给我的恩典，叫我能够面对艰难。
This verse was always in my heart. This is a grace that God gave me since I was a child, so that I could face hardships.
在我治疗的过程中，弟兄姊妹温馨的问候和给我食物的一些供应。
During my treatment, I experienced the kindness and I received the lovingly prepared food from brothers and sisters.
叫我也经历了肢体相顾的的爱。
I experienced the love of from the body, many members of the body of Christ.
我在主里面实在感谢他们。
I give thanksgiving for them in Christ.
我更感谢诸位弟兄姊妹为我的带导。
I want to thank brothers and sisters for your prayers.
衷心的祷告必定蒙主的悦纳和纪念的。
Surely God remembers and is pleased by those sincere prayers.
在我生病的这段期间里面，我知道这些事都是蒙主的允许的。
During the time when I was ill, I know all those things were allowed by God.
我没有畏惧什么后果。
I had no fear for the result.
但是我唯一祈求的是，求主赐给我的妻子和我孩子够用的力量。
My only plea was for the Lord to give my wife and my children sufficient strength.
感谢主啊，主的道路高过我的道路，主的意念高过我的意念。
Thank the Lord that His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
在我疗养的过程中，我的生活起居啊，全托付在我妻子的身上。
Throughout my rehabilitation, the responsibility of taking care of my daily living rested completely on my wife's shoulders.
她也是我同受生命之恩的属灵的同伴。
She is my spiritual companion, my co-heir of the grace of life.
在我躺着的时候，她适时地给我属天话语的鼓励。
When I lay down, she gave me timely scriptures to encourage me.
其实我求主赐给我妻子的力量，他全用在我身上。
In fact, the strength that I prayed for God to give to my wife was indeed used all upon me.
那我的孩子也经常鼓励我的，我非常受激励。
My children also encouraged me often and constrained me.
在我每天的祷告中，我求主赐给我们力量。
I pray to God daily to grant us strength.
用基督的爱引导我们用同一个脚步奔走天路。
And
直到那日
and to run the race set before us together until that day comes.
在难处之中，我经了他的大能的膀臂，主深刻的带领，他的大怜悯和恩典。
In times of difficulty, I experienced the protection of God's mighty hand, His wise guidance and His great mercy and grace.
主教导我懂得要依靠他来经历各种严峻的考验。
He helped me understand that I need to trust in Him to endure all sorts of tough trials.
但是在经历之后呢，你就感受到神是何等的信实可靠。
After experiencing those trials, and I would know how faithful, how reliable our God is.
虽然道路崎岖难行，但是靠主面对困难，至终就经历得胜。
Even though this journey is difficult and the road is rough, yet through trusting in the Lord, eventually we can be victorious.
没有征战就没有得胜，靠主征战必定得胜。
If there is no wall, there will not be any victory. Through trusting the Lord in the wall, we will surely be victorious.
很感谢主，我们的身体啊，虽然会衰败。
Thank the Lord, even though outwardly we are wasting away.
但里头的人经过锻炼，就一天一天，心思一天。
Yet through our experiences inwardly, we are being renewed day by day.
直到我们围绕在神宝座的面前。
Until the day we gather together before the throne of God.
那是我们神儿女最大的得胜。
This is our greatest victory as the children of God.
主让我经历这个病啊，之后仍留在世上，是他的大怜悯。
God showed me great mercy in allowing me to survive my illness.
我深深的感觉需要好好的珍惜现在。
I truly feel the need to cherish my present time.
我越来越体会到，在任何的时段都要把握机会。
I sincerely feel that I shall seize the opportunities at any time.
日常生活的每一件事，我都求更谨慎、警醒的在主里。
In everything in life, I pray that I could be more sober-minded and be watchful in Christ.
因为时间过了，就没有机会了。
Because if the time has passed, there will be no more such opportunity.
目前我还健康啊，很感谢主。
Thank the Lord, currently I'm still in good health.
我还能够整理庭院。
I can still take care of my yards.
这是我保持身体健康的一个项目。
This is one of my activities to keep me fit.
我的割草机是自动的。
My lawnmower is self-propelled.
你只要打着它，那它就会自动向前的。
It will move itself forward when the engine is on.
我只要引导它向前就好了。
I only need to steer it in the right direction.
我感觉其实我就是那个割草机。
I feel I am the lawn mower.
是主把我的生活打着了。
It is God who turned on the engine of my life.
是他引导我向前。
He leads me forward.
克服前头一切的荆棘、杂草和阻挡。
Overcoming all sorts of thorns and thistles, weeds and obstacles.
回看以往啊，是主一次一次为我预备了可安歇的草地。
Looking back, I can see time after time, God had prepared for me the green pastures to lie down.
实在感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
同时，在属灵生活的方面，我计划要好好的在圣经上有进修。
In the meantime, in my spiritual life, I plan to improve on my Bible study.
特别是在摩西五经。
Especially on the five books of Moses.
这五卷书我非常的喜爱。
I really like those five books.
因为研读它能够启发我对真理的悟性。
Reading those five books often enlighten me and help me understand the truth better.
在创世纪的第一章第一节里就说到，起初神创造天地。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 talks about God's creation of the universe.
我就想到大卫是放羊的。
Then I thought of David who was a shepherd.
他常在旷野。
He was always in the wilderness.
他能体会出诸天诉说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
He could say such things as heavens declare the glory of God, and expanse shows the work of His hand.
我就常常特别在漆黑的深夜欣赏繁星点点的天空上面繁星点点。
At night time, I like to look at the pitch black sky and admire the stars.
赞叹神创造的奇妙。
I was always amazed by the wonderful creation of God.
我心想有一天啊，与主同在的时候，他岂不会叫我看见更多他所创造的宇宙吗？
I was thinking one day when I get to be with him, won't he show me the greatness of the universe that he had created?
我知道我的生命有限。
I know I have limited time in my life.
哦，我仍然需要和我的妻子一同继续的成长。
I still need to continue growing with my wife.
珍惜生活，凡事靠主。
Need to cherish my life and trust in the Lord on everything.
也珍惜每一个聚会。
And to treasure every single gathering.
该专心听我就专心听。
When it's time for me to listen, then I would listen attentively.
该分享我就好好准备，好好分享。
When it is time for me to share, then I would do my best to prepare and share.
感谢主啊，为我们预备了丰富的属天的时间。
Thank the Lord for providing such abundant time of heaven.
叫我们能够和肢体一同分享主恩，更认识真理。
So that we can share the grace of God in the body of Christ with many brothers and sisters and to know the truth more.
一同互相激励，走属天的道路。
And to encourage one another to be the companion in our spiritual journey.
最近在年长聚会中，我们读到了雅各书和彼得前书。
During the elder group meetings in recent years, we have been reading the book of James and 1 Peter.
雅各书说，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Book of James says, What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
你们当说，若主愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
实在，我们的生活、动作、存留，全在主的掌握中。
Indeed, our life, our daily activities, and our time to live or to stay are all in God's hand.
我真是要在主的面前谦卑啊！
I really need to
靠着主的安排、主的恩典，活得平安而且喜乐。
I really need to humble myself before the Lord, rely on His providence, His grace, then I can live a life of peace and joy.
我也想到约伯。
I think of Job.
神并没有解释约伯为什么会受苦难。
God did not explain why He allowed so many afflictions to happen to Job.
但是神听他的祷告。
However, God listened to Job's prayers.
也没有因为约伯的质问而责怪他。
God did not blame Job for questioning him.
神就像约伯说了许许多多的话。
God said many things to Job.
最后，神使约伯亲眼看见他。
In the end, God allows Job to see him with his own eyes.
啊，我也盼望借着主的活的话语啊，叫我里面的人亲眼看见主，也叫我能更认识主。
I aspire that through reading God's words, my inner man can see God with my own eyes and to know God more.
雅各提醒我们说，我们不过是一片云雾。
James reminded us that we are merely a mist.
叫我们看到我们自己的软弱和渺小。
He reminded us of our weakness and how small we are.
我们实在要谦卑地活在神的面前。
We truly need to live humbly before the Lord.
我们神的儿女生命虽然是短暂的。
Even though as God's children, our life on earth is short.
但是随从主的引导，就有属天的力量，过得踏实。
With the guidance of God, we can gain strength from heaven, and we can live our life on a firm ground.
保罗说：“我们这个瓦器里有宝贝。”
Paul said, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels."
显明我们生活莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
真是求主扶持我们存一个敬畏的心，度我们在世寄居的日子。
May the Lord give us a revere heart during the time we have on earth.
那事实上，我们的今生事实上是为永恒做准备的。
As a matter of fact, this life is for us to prepare for the eternal life.
我求主用至圣的真道来造就我。
May the Lord build me up with the most holy faith.
教导我们在圣灵里祷告。
Teach us to pray in the Holy Spirit.
保守我们藏在神的爱里。
Keep us in the love of God.
仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永远。
And look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们平安
，Peace, brothers and sisters。
今天我要分享的是读经祷告带我度过人生的困境。
My sharing today is on reading the Bible helped me through the most difficult time in my life.
我是2004年复活节在休斯顿一家华人教会受洗的。
I was baptized at a Chinese church in Houston during Easter in 2004.
受洗后积极参加小组的活动，热心帮助别人。那时我对做基督徒的认识就是做好人、做好事和提高自己的道德标准。
After I was baptized, I actively participated in various activities of small groups, eager to help others. At that time, my understanding of being a Christian is to be a good person, to do good things, and to improve my moral standards.
因为一切都还顺利，生活中所遇到的大小事情自己都有能力处理，所以从来没有觉得需要倚靠神，更没有过读经祷告的生活。
Because everything went smoothly, I was able to handle all the big and small things in my life. I never felt the need to rely on the Lord, not to mention to live a life of reading the Bible and praying.
直到2011年，也就是我来到我们教会不久，在一次周末下午的特别聚会中，有位弟兄说，如果一个人有父母为他祷告，又有儿女为他祷告，这个人是蒙福的。
It wasn't until 2011, shortly after I came to our church, that during a special gathering on a weekend afternoon, a brother said that if a person has his parents and his children praying for him, this person is blessed.
弟兄的话深深地触动了我，因为那时我既没有父母为我祷告，也没有儿女为我祷告。我从来不知道我有这个缺乏，当时我觉得自己是聚会中最不蒙福的人。
His words deeply touched me because at that time, I had neither my parents nor my children pray for me. I never knew I had such a lacking, and at that time, I feel I was the least blessed person in that gathering.
自从那次聚会以后，我决定开始为我父母和儿女祷告。先让他们成为蒙福的人。
Since that gathering, I decided to start praying for my parents and children so that they can become blessed people first.
我加入了一个姐妹祷告的聚会，开始跟着姐妹们学习祷告。
I joined a prayer group of sisters and started learning from them to pray.
每年回国探亲，我都会去当地的教会买大字版的中文圣经，送给家人、亲戚、朋友们，给他们传福音。
Every year when I go back to China to visit my family, I would buy large print Bible from the churches in my hometown to give to my families, relatives and friends and share the gospel with them.
我还给他们买了圣经机，让他们听圣经和赞美诗。也带领了不少家人和亲戚决志信主。
I also bought them the Bible audio player so that they can listen to the Bible and the hymns. I have also brought many family members and their relatives to the Lord who later accepted the Lord.
读经和祷告帮助我80多岁的父母平安度过了过去3年多的疫情期。
Reading the Bible and praying helped my elderly parents in their 80s, get through the past 3 years of pandemic peacefully.
疫情开始不久，我爸因为我不能回国探亲，开始焦虑，后来变得忧郁。我妈一个人照顾他，身体和精神都几乎崩溃。
At the beginning of the pandemic, my father became very anxious because I could not go back to China to visit them. And later he was depressed.My mom took care of him alone and was on the brink of physical and mental breakdown.
从那时起，我开始每天通过微信和我爸读圣经，为他祷告。
Since then, I started reading the Bible with my father every day through WeChat and praying for him.
奇妙的是，每天在读经祷告中都能引用到圣经里的话，带出耶稣在十字架上为我们流血舍命。死后3天复活的救恩， 而且每天的祷告都是从觉知开始。差不多过了一个月，我爸的抑郁症就好了。
Miraculously, in our daily Bible reading, I could always quote the scripture to bring out the salvation of Jesus through his shedding his blood on the cross and dying for us on the cross, and risen again 3 days later. And every day's prayer started with a prayer of salvation. After about a month, my father's depression was gone.
此后不久，我爸又突然出现咳嗽、痰中带血，体重明显下降。有的医生诊断是肺部良性病变，也有医生说是恶性病变。
Soon after that, my father suddenly had coughs and had blood in his bosom, and then he had a significant weight loss. Some doctors diagnosed him with benign lesion, while others said it was malignant.
我非常清楚我爸已经蒙恩得救了。医生诊断什么对我来说并不重要，重要的是让他更多的认识神、经历神。所以我让他在医院输液消炎一周后就出院了。
I was very clear that my father had already been saved, and the doctor's diagnosis therefore was no longer matter. What was important was to let my father know God more and to experience God more, so I let him leave the hospital after receiving intravenous antibiotic treatment for a week.
回家后我继续和他每天读经祷告，让他知道这个创造宇宙万物的主可以做他的帮助，他随时都可以呼求主的名。
After returning home, I continued to read the Bible and pray with him every day. I wanted to let him know that the God who was the creator of the entire universe can be his help and that he can call upon his name anytime.
我们信主的人离开这个世界以后会在天堂里相聚的，在那里没有眼泪，没有疾病，没有痛苦，美好无比。
Those who believe in the Lord will meet in heaven after leaving this world, where there will be no tears, no disease or pains, and which is far better.
在每天的读经祷告中，不知不觉的，我爸爸完全恢复了健康。
Unknowingly, my father restored his health through daily Bible reading and prayer with me.
当我和我爸读完《创世纪》《出埃及记》《箴言》和全部新约的时候，我妈说她也要参加我们每天的读经。
When my father and I finished reading the book of Genesis, Exodus, Proverbs, and New Testament, my mother said she wanted to join us in our daily Bible reading.
但家里只有一本大字版的圣经。
However, there was only one large print Bible in our house.
我妈想到我曾经送过一本圣经给我爸的一个朋友，那是我当时硬塞给他的。
My mom remembered that I used to give a Bible to one of my father's friends. I forced this Bible in his hand.
我妈说她肯定不看，她就去把圣经拿了回来。
My mom said for sure he would not read this Bible, so she went and took the Bible back.
从那以后，我们三人每天一起读经祷告。
Since then, the three of us have been reading the Bible and praying together every day.
去年年底，国内突然解除疫情的所有防控措施。
At the end of last year, all pandemic prevention and control measures in China were suddenly lifted.
家里钢琴的钟点工被女儿叫回家，不让她出门。
The housekeeper we had just hired was called back home by her daughter. She could not even leave the house.
后来我妈又请了一个钟点工，她来了几天，也因为担心新冠感染请了假。
Later, my mom hired another housekeeper. A few days later, she also asked for leave for fear of contracting COVID.
这两个钟点工后来都在家里感染了新冠。
Later, we know both the two housekeepers got COVID.
因为我爸妈不会在网络上购物，所以请亲戚买菜。
Because my parents did not know how to do grocery shopping online, they asked our relatives to buy groceries for them.
没过多久，几乎所有的亲戚都感染了。
Before long, almost all our relatives became infected of COVID.
我妈不得不自己去超市买菜，去快递中心取我寄给他们的包裹。
And my mother had to go to the supermarket to do grocery herself and to pick up the packages I sent to them in the courier center herself.
在那段日子里，我爸妈也有过鼻塞，我妈还有过肌肉酸痛。
During those times, my parents also had nasal congestion and my mom even had muscle soreness.
但他们完全信靠神，心里没有惧怕，他们没有倒下，靠着祷告很快就恢复了。
But they trusted the Lord completely and had no fear in their hearts. They did not succumb to their illness and quickly recovered through prayers.
我和他们祷告的时候常说，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。
When we pray together, I often said, some trust in the chariots, some in horses.But we trust in the name of the Lord, our God.
我和我爸妈三人一起读完了新约和箴言，现在在读诗篇。
Me and my parents have finished reading the New Testament and the Proverbs together, and now we are on the book of Psalms.
每天都是我妈主动打微信电话给我一起读经。
Every day, my mom would take the initiative to call me on WeChat to read the Bible together.
我爸爸妈妈每天早晨在和我读经之前，他们先读一篇箴言，读完后用主导文祷告三遍，因为他们想把主导文记住。
Before reading the Bible with me every morning, my parents would read one chapter of the Proverbs by themselves and then pray the Lord's Prayer three times before.Because they want to memorize it.
再回到2011年，那时我儿子在大学读书，虽然他在高中时受洗，但他也没有过读经祷告的生活。
Back in 2011, my son was still in college. Even though he was baptized when he was in high school, he did not devote himself to Bible reading or praying.
而我的女儿那时正进入青春期，我面对她的困惑和悖逆，常常无能为力，不知所措。
At that time, my daughter was reaching adolescence, and I often felt so helpless, facing her perplexity and teenage rebellion.
因着女儿青春期的问题越来越多，我祷告的需求越来越大，每天祷告的次数和时间越来越长。
I did not know what to do as my daughter's problems grew. My prayer needs became greater and I prayed more frequently and for longer periods of time every day.
有时在我焦虑不安，不知道怎么祷告，甚至祷告不出来的时候，我就安静在神的面前。当我安静的时候，有段经文常常在我脑海里出现，那就是加拉太书六章八节。顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
Sometimes I was too anxious to pray and I didn't even know how to pray. I quieted myself before the Lord. During those quiet times, a verse often came to my mind. It's Galatians chapter 6 verse 8. For the one who sows to his own flesh will reap destruction from the flesh, but the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit.
这段经文让我在神面前有很深的悔改。我认识到基督徒要与神联结，应该有生命的改变。
The verse led me to deep repentance before the Lord, and I realized that as a Christian, I need to be connected to the Lord and have a life-changing relationship with Him.
所以我的重心从改变孩子转到改变自己。让神在我心里掌权，寻求神对孩子的心意。
Therefore, my focus was shifted from changing my children to myself, so I would let God to be in rule and reign in my heart and seek God's will for my children.
我决定把我的孩子奉献给神，因为我知道只有在神的手里，他才是最稳妥的。
I decided to consecrate my children to God because I know only when they are placed in God's hand, they're in the safest place.
接着读经祷告和弟兄姐妹们的提醒， 我渐渐明白了神对我的爱和接纳是无条件的，所以我决定神怎样接纳我，我也应该怎样接纳我的孩子。
Through Bible reading and the reminders of brothers and sisters in Christ, I gradually realized that God's acceptance and love for me was unconditional. Therefore, I should accept my children as the Lord has accepted me.
对自己在过去做错的事说的伤害他们的话，我不仅向神认罪悔改，也向孩子们道歉。
For the things I did wrong in the past and for words that I have said that hurt my children, I not only confess and repent before the Lord, but I also apologize to my children.
与神建立了关系以后，我和孩子们的关系越来越好。
After building a relationship with God, my relationship with my children also improved.
神是听祷告的神。在高三停止聚会的女儿在大学二年级感恩节的时候重新回到教会。
God truly listens to our prayers. My daughter who stopped attending church in her junior year in high school returned to church in her sophomore year in college on Thanksgiving.
自那以后她再也没有停止过聚会，她现在在外州读书，我们每天晚上都有一起视频分享和祷告的时间。
Since then, she has not forsaken the gathering. She is now studying another state, and every night she would spare the time to FaceTime me and pray together.
她常常要我为她的祷告，就是让她住在基督里。
Her most frequent prayer request is for her to abide in Christ.
我每天晚上的安排是这样的。吃完晚饭后和我爸妈读经祷告，睡觉前和我女儿再分享祷告。
My daily evening routine goes like this. After dinner, I read the Bible and pray with my parents. Before bedtime, I fellowship and pray with my daughter.
现在我有父母为我祷告，也有女儿为我祷告，这样我成了一个蒙福的人。
Now I can say, I have my parents praying for me and I have my daughter praying for me as well. I have become a blessed person.
我相信我的儿子有一天也会为我祷告的。
I believe that one day my son will also pray for me.
我感谢神的救恩和他对我一路奇妙的带领。
I thank the Lord for his salvation and his wonderful guidance through my life.
感谢属灵的长辈们给我做的榜样和教导。
I want to thank the spiritual elders for setting up great examples for me and for teaching.
感谢聚会中弟兄姐妹们生命的见证。
Thank brothers and sisters for your testimonies for the body of Christ.
感谢为我们家祷告陪伴我们度过人生困境的弟兄姐妹们。
Thank you for praying for us in our hard times and accompanying us through these difficult times of life.
最后我用一句经文祝福大家。
Lastly, I want to share a verse to bless our brothers and sisters.
倚靠耶和华，以耶和华为他所仰赖的，那人有福了。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
Oh, 我们谢谢弟兄姐妹们向我们一同来分享见证主在他们身上的恩典和带领。